Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and it is September now. I like fall. I'm in the fall. I'm not one of these fucking maniacs who go out and buy, you know, pumpkin spice shit the second it goes on sale. As a matter of fact, I fucking hate pumpkin shit. I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin spice. I like the smell of it. Like, if I got a fucking pumpkin Yankee candle, I'll fucking light that shit. It smells good. But, like, the taste of it? Nah, that shit's not for me. But I like the season. I like the fucking leaves changing. I even like the cooler weather. I fucking love summertime. I never bitch about the heat because I'm of the opinion that you can bitch about the cold, you can bitch about the heat. I bitch all fucking winter long about how fucking cold and shit it is. So when it gets fucking hot and muggy and humid, while I think it kind of sucks when it's too fucking hot and I can't fucking breathe, I'm not gonna fucking complain about it. But like, fall weather's fucking great. You get highs in the fucking 60s and 70s, at least in Buffalo. Nights are like in the fucking 50s and 60s. I don't have to have my fucking AC on all the time, fucking running up my goddamn bills. A lot of times, like, once the fucking weather starts changing, I would get a little bit depressed. And I've experienced like a lot of things in the last year where certain things would happen where I would used to get depressed and I'm not getting depressed anymore, or I'm not really getting as depressed. I mean, there might still be some depression here and there because I'm still fucking prone to that shit and I slip in and out of it, but I slip in and out of it for fucking different reasons now. That's fucking exciting, right? Like a whole new fucking bag of tricks. Like, what's gonna get me fucking depressed today? What fucking crazy shit is gonna fucking rattle around my head that's gonna fuck me up? But like, the reason is, like, the last, we'll say at least 7.5 years, we'll fucking cite divorce on. And now this isn't because I'm not with my ex-wife anymore. I could give a fuck less about that. I am better now that I'm not in that fucking relationship. I don't wanna be in that relationship anymore. Like, a lot of times, like, people sometimes will cite like the divorce, like, hey man, that's when everything fucking went downhill. And, you know, they're upset that they're not with their fucking partner anymore. I don't fucking care about that. But what happens is, the breakup is one thing, and yes, it's very difficult to deal with, and yes, it fucked me up, and it took me a long time to get past that. But there's a lot that's involved with that that has nothing to do with the fucking relationship. My ex-wife made more fucking money than me, so I had to pick up a second job. So I was doing fucking 6 day, 60 hour weeks just to afford my fucking rent. I was living in an apartment with my cousin. They had a fucking kid. They bought a house. I had to fucking move out, find my own fucking place. I had jack shit for fucking money. I was up to my balls in student debt. So I had to, you know, go get some shitty one bedroom place with creaky floors with a fucking neighbor who told me to go fuck myself every goddamn time I left the house. It was a fucking nightmare. Then I fucking got another job that actually started paying me more, but it was at a fucking insurance call center, and it just wore me down, and I was depressed every fucking day going to that fucking job. I just couldn't fucking handle it. So like, you'd get in these fucking situations, and this happened when I was fucking married as well, to be perfectly honest with you. I would go through these depressions as well. When I was married, I hadn't gone to a fucking therapist yet, so I was wowing pretty fucking tight. But like, there is like certain things that I would like and certain things that I would enjoy, and it almost like was at the point where that shit would keep me fucking balanced. Christmas time, I fucking love Christmas time. Makes me feel fucking good. So like, when Christmas would end, I would have a very difficult time with that. I would have a tough time taking all that shit down because then it's just fucking winter and it's just me and it's just my fucking depression. And then like, summertime was the same thing. Hey, summertime, it's fucking light more. But then like, once September rolls around, you're like, motherfucker, it's dark. Right now it's 8:30 and it's fucking dark outside. It's like this seasonal depression, I guess. Like, I liked it being light out more. A fucking month and a half ago, it would still be really fucking light right now. So all those little things would like add up. And I think really, I was just using things like the summertime and the nice weather and the light and the fucking Christmas. I was just using that shit to not really mask my depression, but as a means of dealing with it. These things make me feel good. Let me just focus on these things. Like, it was just very difficult. It was very hard for me to fucking deal with. But like, in the years since, I finally dug myself out of debt. So that was one fucking thing off my shoulders. I finally got a job that I don't fucking despise. And I fucking discovered that, like, yes, I am still prone to depression in certain situations, and I still gotta fucking watch myself, and I'm still fucked up in a lot of ways. But holy fuck, like, I'm enjoying, like, little shit again. Like, I was excited when the fucking season started to change. I've never fucking had this before. I found that, like, when I'm looking back and thinking back at all this stuff, so many things in my life were just, like, keeping me level. I was using it to, like, keep myself afloat. It was like a fucking plank floating in the middle of the fucking ocean. The shitty thing is, it kind of keeps you level, but it really just, like, makes you more miserable in the long run. Because everything's cumulative, and then eventually you just get to a point where you just can't fucking deal with anything anymore. And, like, the only thing that's, like, keeping you level is the fact that you got Christmas decorations up. And you don't really step back and think, like, motherfucker, if you're wound so goddamn tight that the only thing keeping you okay is the fact that it's fucking summertime warm out, like, you got some fucking issues. And, like, you know you have issues, but, like, I don't know, man. It's tough. It's tough. Like, therapy's a part of it. Getting into a better situation is a part of it. Getting toxic people out of your life is a part of it. Getting a job that doesn't want to make you slit your wrist and then jump off your fucking balcony is a part of it. Being around people you really give a shit about doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship, because I'm not in one. But like, I don't know, dude. Like, I got people in my life that I give a fuck about. Maybe it's taken me 40 years, but it's a slow process. Like, I haven't been miserable the whole 40. Like, I feel like it's been like a steady build up to where I am right now over the past 7. But like, I'm finally at a point where, like, I think I said this in a recent podcast, like, I'm fucking happy to be here and I'm just enjoying things. You know what I did this morning? I know I had the day off, but like, I woke up, I get these big double doors and I just stood, and it was like rainy, and I just like stood in front of the fucking screen. I just like smelled the fucking air, like, and just like looked around for a little while. I've never done that before. Like, when I was working the call center job, like, it was almost like, I don't have time for this, motherfucker. I gotta fucking recover. I gotta make lunch. I gotta do whatever the fuck. I gotta sit down. I can't do this now. And it just wasn't good. I guess my point is, like, I'm doing well and I'm keeping my depression at bay. And I hope that you find a way to get where I'm at, whatever the fuck it may be. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora and wherever the fuck else you want the cast. Podbean is the host. I'm there too, goddammit. Every episode is on Podbean. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Facebook, I'll be in my timeline, and I'm on Instagram too. Photos, all kinds of hot shit. That is at maybe 5 minutes.